Last week, we have heard the gospel that the disciples actually, they were fighting against each other. They were discussing who was the greatest among them. And today, actually, we heard the gospel. It is a continuation of that little drama. In fact, we can hear John said to Jesus in the beginning, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." Well, casting out demons in Jesus' name is good, isn't it? Why John's being upset? Why he's not happy? He told Jesus, "We tried to stop him because he's not following us." My brothers and sisters, so here we'd like to look at into ourselves. Are we trying to share the gospel and lead the people to us instead of Christ? Or are we thinking if we can lead people, bring them here, and later they can follow Christ? This is the question that John was asking. Please take a note that John is saying, "We tried to stop him because he was not following us." Plural form. So John is not merely talking about himself. Maybe him, among with other disciples, they think, we are orthodox. This little one, he is not one of us. He is different from us. He is not us. Then he shall follow us, at least. Let's take a further look. Look at the answer Jesus replied to him. It is very short, very firm. Do not stop him. That's simple. Do not stop him. And then Jesus gave out a reason. "For no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me." That's reason number one. And then Jesus pressed further. He said, "Whoever is not against us is for us." So maybe to John and the other disciples, this person, probably he's not even a believer. How can he use Jesus' name and do whatever he would like to do? That's blasphemy. That's a fake. But Jesus said, "Whoever is not against us is for us." Jesus is implying at least this little one is helping us. He is one of our allies. To explain it more clearer, Jesus said, "For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink, because you bear the name of Christ, will by no means lose the reward." This little son, probably he's trying to help. He may be doing something really minute, really trivial in your sight, giving a cup of water maybe a cup of cold water, a cup of tapped water. It's easy. But Jesus said, he is not only doing this as some of good deeds. He is doing it because you bear the name of Christ. Because he sees that you are the follower of Christ. Then he tries to help you. He is one of our allies. Why would you want to punish him for doing something good? Why would you like to stop him? Let's examine ourselves, really. Take a deep look into our heart. What is the motive that John raises this question to Jesus? On one hand, I can understand John probably liked to get praises from Jesus. Look, see what I did. See, look, we did. We did just like you taught us. Isn't that wonderful? On the other side, John is not happy for this little one. Probably he is envy for what he is doing. How can he? He's never trained. He's not even a believer. What does he know? At least he should learn from me. Come, follow me. Oh, follow us. And he wouldn't listen. And then the bitterness grow inside. But what Jesus said is this little one, his reward will not be forgotten. This is a promise. It doesn't say he has to be a believer. It doesn't say he has to be a disciple. As long as someone who is trying to help, as long as someone who tries to give a cup of water to drink, because you bear the name of me, Christ said, he will be rewarded. When we look at the scriptures, the passage is very clear. On the other hand, it is totally equal. If a small good deed is rewarded, then the punishment, on the other hand, is huge. When we look at these uncomfortable scriptures, cutting hand, cutting foot, tear out one eye, that's horrible. But that's not the point at all. Jesus is saying, verse 49, for everyone will be salted with fire. Yes, it is true. In hell, the fire is never quenched. And the people will be salted by everlasting, unquenched fire. That's horrible. But we, as the followers of Christ, as the disciples of Christ, we are also salted. We are salted with God's protection. When we look at the word, preserve, preservation, it means salted. We are immersed, we are salted by the word of God, by God's protection. So for the whole paragraph, Jesus didn't go to another direction. He is still trying to address to John the problem he raised. And verse 50, Jesus said, "Salt is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it?" For the past few weeks, we have dwelled on how to be salt and light for the world. Now Jesus is saying, it's more than a commandment. It's more than an order. Jesus gives out the reason. Salt is good. If you are like me who loves cooking, you would know. Probably we can choose different flavors, pepper, mint, rosemary, whatever. But salt is one flavor you cannot afford to lack of. Well, I'm from the southern part of China. So my habit of cooking is totally different from the northern part of China. We sometimes use sugar to cook with salt. And the northern people, they would argue, "Hugh, how can sweetness and the saltiness be combined together? That's a weird taste." Indeed, if it's two flavor, it's weird. But if it's mingled together, it becomes one. And then it's tasty. I tell you, it's delicious. It's amazing. But Jesus say this to John. "But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it?" The importance of salt is it can season all the flavor, brings all the flavor together and becomes one. There is one thing that has always inspired me, encouraged me, other than the scriptures, other than the stories and pastoral experiences fathers gave me. My brothers and sisters, it is the family of St. George. The Mandarin ministry is a totally different culture. It's so different, I would say, the contrast, if I may use the word contrast, is greater than combined sugar and salt together. But we are here. We are the same family, the family of St. George. Every week, when we confess our Nicene Creed, I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. The most important nature of church is this unity, the oneness. Even though we are different, we might do things differently, we eat things differently, we speak differently, we are one church. Not only when we confess our creed, we know we are universal church, we are Catholic church, but when we under the same roof, we are one church. When we sing the Gloria before the collect, we know Jesus' glory comes from church. How can Jesus receive his glory from church? Jesus gave us answer. It is when we are one and people, the unbelievers, the world, see us as one, just as Jesus and the Father are one. When he receives glory, the church has glory, and then we have glory. My brothers and sisters, I tell you, sometimes we are confused. We thought maybe in our own ways, in our own power, we can lead people into the church building and follow us, and later they can follow Jesus. Well, the sequence, the order is wrong. Unless we lead them to Jesus, unless they follow Christ, they cannot follow us. And at the same time, unless we follow Christ, we are the disciples of Jesus. We are not one family. So, I say this from the bottom of my heart. You have been tolerant for us. Of course, everyone knows, as family members, we have to endure. That's the nature of family. Because we are close, we have to endure, we have to put on it. Even so, sometimes we think, that's enough. But we are the family. When we lead people to Christ, and the unbelievers, the whole world, they admire. They see the oneness, they see the unity of us. They desire this kind of family. They wanted to join us. They wanted to have the life that we have. And then, this is to be the salt, to be the light. So, in the end of this paragraph, Jesus concluded. He gave this answer to John. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. My brothers and sisters, imagine if one little one, maybe this little one, he's not a believer yet. He's certainly not a disciple yet. But he's willing to help us. His reward is promised. His reward will not be denied. How great our reward will be in the kingdom of God. Looking forward to it, as we are the same family, we will receive the reward together. Someday. Amen.